Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Lounge, Jason.
Gives you a nice little lounge feeling. What's up, folks? Welcome to the Wheelhouse. My camera's way off topic tonight. Let's straighten that right back out if we can. Sort of. It's definitely not made in America. This thing is not working good. We're going to get it fixed. Until then, let's give a big round of applause for Brother Brian and his wife, Beth. What's happening, folks?
So first thing I got to do, I got to apologize. I came in here, brought a couple beers for us to drink, but I definitely broke the heck out of your refrigerator. So I think I'm leaving here with a trophy.
Now, I will say this. Yes, you did. The reason that he broke it is because, folks, he thought it was like an actual thing where you clicked it in and then turned it open, like the old 1950s, but it wasn't. You just got to pull the door.
Whoopsie.
What we're going to do is I'm going to have the lovely Dorothy down at First Place Trophy. She's going to actually take that, and we're going to take your picture that I took you earlier, and we're going to make a hell of a monument to hang up over the Wheelhouse heater. Or not the heater, but the damn refrigerator back here. The mini fridge. Yep.
Love it.
That's what happened. So, Brother Brian, how are you doing today?
Doing amazing. Good trip to Michigan. It's good to see you.
That's good. Beth, you haven't said much. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing pretty good.
How did you enjoy your trip to Michigan?
A little bit upset because I was told it was the hottest month of the year for Michigan and somebody turned off the damn heat.
Yeah, sorry about that. That could have been my fault. No, I'm just joking. That had nothing to do with me. Yeah, it's definitely, as soon as you guys came up, it has gotten a lot cooler.
Yeah, it's freaking cold here.
It's not bad. I don't think it's bad. But I'm with you, though. I would rather it be hotter than colder. I'm definitely a warm-blooded tycoon, as they say. I don't know. That makes no sense. I'm just trying to start shit.
Well, I tell you what, it's good to see you, bud.
You as well. And, you know, today I'm glad that you were able to have a DD so we could all have some drinks together and kind of relive the old times, right? Which we never even got to have those old times.
Yeah, I mean, it was always few and far between. But every chance I got to see you, we had fun. And then as we grew older and as I came to see you over and over, it's just... I appreciate everything that you do for your community and the stuff you do on your channel with the Wheelhouse and the wheelchairs and all the interviews you do with people and how it helps them
right.
to open up about what they've gone through and what they're able to do in their own lives so that maybe it would help somebody else in the future. So I just appreciate you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate you for appreciating what I do. Thank you, sir. I don't know if that's a thing, but... I'd like to appreciate people for appreciating what you do. You know what I mean? It seems like the only way to do things. Yeah, man. I mean, everybody's heard the story of why I do it and what it is, you know. And it's like, I don't know. For some reason, you feel like when you're involved in something like this, if you can do something, why not? You know what I mean? Why not try to Absolutely. Reach out and give out to people that, you know, might think they're alone in this certain environment and don't have nobody else to kind of look forward to? Now... You guys, being in the military, you have certain things, too, that you've been in. Beth, if you'd like to speak on that.
I spent 6 years active duty Army. That's actually how I met Brian.
Yeah.
And we were both stationed at Fort Bragg together. That was my first duty station, so I'm what they call a Bragg baby. So got there, and shortly after I got there, this tall guy just shows up. And I was talking with another service member while at work one day, and he told me how he thought somebody was good-looking. I was like, you know, I kind of think that that new guy, Van Vliet's good-looking. He's like, I don't know about him. You should watch out for him. come to find out, this guy slept with a knife under his pillow in Afghanistan, so he was a little bit sketchy himself. but wound up dating him after 6 years of him blowing me, 6 months of him blowing me off. So
nice. I didn't give her the time of day at the beginning.
He was like, nah.
No, but I caught her one day walking down at the bottom of a helicopter. I was up on top working, and I kind of look over my shoulder, and I see somebody down below me. So I peeked down behind me, and she kind of looked at me, got freaked out, and then ran off real quick. So I knew somebody was checking me out.
Ah, nice. She was out there, like, shooting her shot.
So how did you meet your wife? Well, she sexually harassed me at work.
Well, she was inappropriately staring at me through the baggage cage, and I told her, hey, somebody's over there. You should go check it out. And then when they found up, all they found was a pile of puddle. I'm just joking. That's inappropriate. Sorry. I thought it was funny.
We started dating. We went to Afghanistan after dating for about 6 months. And I got blown up a couple of times while over there. We were both Black Hawk mechanics. So the flight line was a target. I was what they would call a fobbit, where you don't really leave the base.
Kind of like a hobbit, but with the F in front of it.
Yep. You just kind of stay at home the whole time. We were constantly in the bunker because they kept bombing at us. And, I wound up in the wrong place at the wrong time twice.
Dang.
So wound up coming home, and while I was over there, I dropped a packet to reclass because I was tired of being a Black Hawk helicopter mechanic. And I transferred into being a counterintelligence special agent.
So, heck yeah.
Yeah, got back and went to school and went to South Korea.
Sounds like a fun vacation.
No, because there was a lot of strong smells over there, and my husband got me pregnant. And so morning sickness in South Korea is not something I'd recommend for anybody.
So while you're in South Korea, not only are you having the best time of your life, but you're also pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably hot as shit.
Or cold.
Either or.
Yeah.
All I could do is watch as she was going to go throw up into the bathroom as she scurried away from the
he missed the video whole first call. Trimester. So
I did, almost both of the first two trimesters I missed.
That is nuts.
Yep. I'm just screaming. I'm trying to hold your hair. I can't reach from here. I was down at Florida living with my grandparents while they helped me take care of Dylan, her son, who I met when he was 6 and adopted when he was 9. So it's just been, you know, a blessing in disguise to kind of have him as well, because it's almost like having a third parent. When we had Olivia, after she got back from South Korea, it just, you know, I got lucky enough, man. I got to marry my hero. So,
hey, man,
check mark on the list there.
There you go. Check it off. Now, just give me a quick second here. I'm just don't mind what the guy's doing behind the curtain. I'm just doing this. I didn't hit the button last time. Yep. We're just going to move this over so it'll look a little more. Oh, wait. See, that's what I did. I zoomed in too much. All right. Well, at least now I'm learning how to work my cameras after 475 episodes.
Hey,
good thing I'm finally learning.
You can always get better every day.
You know what? That's good. It's good advice. Now, one thing that, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird that we even did this, because I was like, why not? You know what I mean? Let's put you on the on the hot seat. We'll talk about it. Now, being my brother's brother, which a lot of people are like, dude, who is this guy? We've never even heard about him. Like, how is he your brother? So my brother, PJ, which a lot of people knew as my older brother.
And my brother, PJ, who is my other brother. Half brother. Yep.
It all, like, that's how we are connected. Now, PJ, like, growing up, everybody used to be like, oh, you're an only kid, you're an only child, because I was like, you know, that's what I was. I grew up an only child. Even though I had half brothers and stuff like that, I never got to see him, never got to go hang out with him. We never did family Christmases or anything like that. But when we did hang out, it was with PJ and Brian. And Brian's come out and hung out with me and Grandpa, and he's went to car shows and all that stuff. You're a little bit older than me, I think, right?
39.
Yeah, so I'm 38. I had to think about it. You know, I had a nightmare the other night, and I was like, I'm 39 years old, I'm almost 40, and then I got up and I had to Google my age.
Oh, my goodness.
You ever do that?
No.
Where you're like, wait a minute, am I older than I think I am right now?
Oh, I forget a lot of things, but...
Dude, it's a scary feeling. I hope you don't ever have to feel that. But no, it's, you know, to be able to still be connected with certain people who were, you know, a part of your life at that period in time.
Yeah.
It's not only cool, but it's you know, it's special, man. Not everybody's got that.
Yeah, it's sometimes years between when we're able to see each other just because I'm living somewhere completely different. But right. Just knowing that at any point in time, I can give you a call or pop in here and see you. And it's just like we saw each other yesterday. We can pick right back up where the relationship is. So,
yeah, that's why I was like, man, I was like, dude, he's never been over here, blah, 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 blah. She's like, dude, are you kidding me? He's been over here. Like, he was just over here last year or something like that. And I was like, what? Yeah. He was? And at first, there was a lot of people that came over. No, but like for me, like this is our first 2 years here. Like we had so many people that were like trying to stop by and hang out, but not as many people as actually came to see me at the hospital, which always was like, what the fuck? All these people cared about me, but where are they now? Now that I'm survived.
Well, I mean, if we get the electric out over there, I'll install a 50 amp and then we'll plug in the camper. We'll come up and visit.
Oh, that's what you were worried about. That's where you worried about the electric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, okay, so you didn't do electric in the military, though, did you?
No, but I always kind of steered into the path of that was the hardest for some reason. So when I took my ASVAB, my worst score was in mechanical. So I picked a mechanic job working on aviation mechanics.
Like, let me figure this shit out.
So, you know, working on Black Hawk helicopters, Chinooks, and Apaches, and all those various airframes, because when you're downrange, you help on all of them. You help where you're needed. So,
right.
I don't know. It's crazy to think back at everything that we were able to go through and accomplish and you know, see where it might go. But yeah, I'd love to come hang out up in Michigan every year.
Yeah,
for a month. It's just so beautiful up here usually in August. I don't know where this cold weather and rain came from, but.
I can tell you where it came from.
From us.
Anybody else want to guess out there in the crowd that watches this show all the time that knows where we're going with this?
I'm sure.
Anybody? Let's all say it together. Global warming. I'm just joking. That's funny.
I feel lied to. I was told it was going to be the hottest month up here.
She's like, damn it, I was going to wear my bathing suit every day. I was supposed to go out to multiple beaches.
None of that ever happened. I have a bunch of matching tops and bottoms out there that she got for me that I was going to just show off the goods. And,
yeah, dude.
You know, everybody in Michigan, they didn't get to check it out. So, sorry you guys didn't get the show.
Sorry, guys and gals. Maybe next season when you get some warmer weather. How about?
Yeah, we'll try again next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say this, Beth. What do you think is your coolest thing you've seen so far? Is this your first time being in Michigan?
No, I lived here before.
Yeah. Oh, well, shit. What did you do so far that's been the coolest part of your trip? This time, I guess I should say. She's like, went to a fucking Walmart and got some sandals?
Nah, Meijer.
We haven't been to Walmart.
Meijer.
We've only been to Meijer.
There you go.
They upgraded all them.
You know what? You can tell that you can tell that these guys are not from Michigan, because what do the rest of us say in Michigan? Meijer's. Meijer's. You've been to Meijer's.
Yeah, don't need to add the extra stuff on there.
It's fucking Meijer's, bro.
Just say it quicker, everybody, man. Get it out your mouth.
Everybody knows it.
Nah. No, we went, I'm going to have to say Big Bass Lake.
Yeah.
Irons. Sounds fun. See, now the Irons thing, I don't know much about that. Where is Irons, Michigan?
North of Baldwin.
Don't worry about me. I'm just trying to. Okay, so it's north of me.
Yep. It's north of Big Rapids, Grand Rapids, all that stuff. Just keep going up 131, get off on 10, go over to Baldwin, head north a little and west a little. You'll get there.
Let me guess.
It's almost like you're going to, I mean, they're close to Ludington and all that stuff. It's beautiful up there.
They have lakes there.
Oh, yeah. Great bass fishing. You can go up in the rivers in there and do a lot of good fishing up in Wellston, too.
Yeah, I never really got much into fishing. It would have been great if I had a big brother to show me how to. Sorry, that was a hit at PJ. PJ don't ever watch these shit.
You drop a little worm off the side, you catch a little bluegill or something called like a sunny, a small one, and then you flip it a little deeper and the bass will get it. But you gotta do it at the right
time
of night.
I can't even say that. Paco and Joe, they always took me out. My cousins, they would take me out, we'd go fishing.
Super easy.
These guys are super like dude, into it. I never got into it. I'm just like, dude, you guys, I'm getting ate up by mosquitoes. It's getting dark out. I'm fucking tired. Can we just go home? I want to watch Iron Man cartoons.
Gotta learn to love the smell of deed, I guess.
Yeah, and they're just like, here, put some more of this on you. Take a bug juice and shut up. Go sit in the car and wait. We'll be back in a minute. It was horrible.
4 hours later.
Exactly. Yeah, I ended up woke up in the back of a Suburban. Well, not even a Suburban. It was a, what are those, Mercury,
Mountaineers?
No, they were like, grocery getters, like Mercury station wagons.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was almost like a Ford Focus or Ford Taurus station wagon, but it was like a Mercury something. But anyway, wake up, you know, almost sunrise, and you got like 1,400 mosquito bites all over you. Speaking of which, when you guys came in today, like all of a sudden the gnats came around, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry about these gnats, but you guys are like, nah, don't worry about it, man. This ain't shit to us.
No, man, whatever gets me away from the fire ants.
Now, you guys get fire ants where? This is in South Carolina?
Yeah, yeah, tons of fire ants. You got to battle them.
See, I've never had to battle fire ants. Wasps I have. We get bald-faced hornets up here.
Yeah.
I had to call on the...
I got hit in the eye as a kid from a hornet. That thing was... It got me good. Told me it knocked me down for a couple of days.
Right.
No, thank you.
See, I don't fuck with hornets, man. Like, even as a legged, two-legged beast, I never fucked with hornets. I was like, nope. Mm-hmm. I can run, but you can still fly faster than I can run. And I would just walk the other way. I don't know. I mean, we all had those, you know, you ever mow the lawn and then all of a sudden these hornets come up from the lawn and just get you?
Mm-hmm.
The ground hornets?
No, I don't mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Beth's like, nope, I don't do that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Strategically.
There you go. Yeah, nice. I do the landscaping. I like that. You started doing the planting, though. You have the little greenhouse out back with all the plants.
You married a manly man. That's good, though.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
A masculine man.
Yeah, she keeps trying to put me on OnlyFans.
If I'm in charge of the hug, there's a problem.
Uh-oh. Like, yeah, you got to be able to get a good lead. You know what I mean? It's got to lead you in.
Yeah. Like, there's a height requirement, whole thing.
What do you think they're doing on our men, Beth? Do you think there's a hyperbolic war against masculinity? Going on in our country. I know it's sticky. It's sticky situation, sticky territory. What do you think?
I know that she stares at me when I'm doing the manly stuff outside, so
I think that there's room for improvement.
There you go. I like how you just answered that strategically and militarily. Reminder, guys, there's certain stuff these guys can say. They can't just go all willy-nilly. They are still on papers. Isn't that what they call them, papers?
No.
What up, Eddie?
No, I was born here.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go. I'm just fucking it all up. Now, you guys being like, I don't want to bust your balls too much. Like, obviously, like, thank you for doing what you do, and you know what I mean? Like, I tried to go in. I told this, I don't know how many times I've told this story in the past week. Everybody asked me, like, oh, you're military. And I'm like, no. I don't know where they think that I'm military because I have SSDI, but like.
You have a lot of your granddad stuff.
Well, yeah, that too, but it's people that don't even know me. They're like, they're talking to me on the phone. They're like, yeah, so you're in a wheelchair, so you're military. And I'm like, no. Like, I just was in a car accident. It wasn't that cool. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard some crazy stories. Your story especially is like probably crazy as hell. I could never expect being through some shit like that. You know what I mean? And having to like die for my life with mortar fire incoming. That's crazy. Me, I just made a bad decision, jumped in with a drunk driver and got tossed out of a fucking, you know what I mean? Passenger side of a truck. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah. She was just trying to get a salad.
Yeah. See,
romaine lettuce is trying to kill you.
One thing that she did say, folks, is there is a, sign above Nick's drum set. Most of you have seen it before. It says alcohol because no great story ever started with someone eating a salad. And she came in here and one of the first things she said was, I beg to differ. That's false. You shouldn't put that out. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, that's how I got my Purple Heart. And I'm like, shut the front door.
He did some really cool stuff too. Did he tell you about his DART mission?
DART mission. What do you got? Tell me, Brother Brian.
It's downed aircraft recovery team.
What's that mean?
Unfortunately, Apache got shot down by a small arm fire. And
like Black Hawk down.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Apaches, though, they basically like sit on the gas tank, so it's never good to go down on the bottom of those.
Right.
But there's only two people on board, the co-pilot and pilot. It just was an issue, and there's no way you can eject. It's not the kind that you can like shoot the blades off and, you know, get out the top. That's just not how some of them are made. Most
I didn't know
made,
you could
so.
Shoot the blades off and get out the top. Holy shit, that's
still
a thing?
It's like a prototype and stuff. I don't know if they're mass producing anything like that. But there's videos on it you can see. But
he said too much. Cut him off now.
No,
we got
no,
a phone
no,
call.
Because they're going to change. They're going to change to the rotary planes that can bivert and all that stuff. They'll
right.
Whatever.
Here goes Harley Ermey. Just coming in, he's like...
The bad story about it is that, the helicopter's on the side of the mountain. We can only do what we can do. And essentially, we found the box we needed to find, and they were like, oh, we need you to clear the site or blow it up, essentially. So they gave us the authority to just strap a bunch of C4 and explosive to things and blow it up.
Nice.
And then they're
who
like,
"Wouldn't want to do that."
Well, the problem is that as soon as we did that, right afterwards, they're like, "Oh yeah, by the way, now go pick up all those pieces."
Oh fuck! Well, if I knew that, sir, I probably wouldn't have done it so hard.
So we slung load like 18 loads. We were just piling metal after metal, and it turned into a strongman competition where you're just trying to like see who can carry the heaviest parts. And going down the side of a mountain to carry up a tail boom is not a fun thing to do with only a couple people. So,
oh my gosh,
it was an interesting experience. It was a long time that we were out there, and you know, coming back, you just riding in a Chinook, it almost lulls you to sleep because it kind
of
like weighs and sways.
That's
and
why
it's like,
Chaplain Joe wanted out
and it's
of
like
it.
This, it's like this calm after the storm after you go on something like that, and you know, right as soon as we get back, the alarms go off, mortars coming in, we have to go, we can't even go take a shower or nothing, we got to go to the bunker,
right
there for all the incoming indirect fire to be done. And
so much fun. Eddie seems like he knows a thing or two about these. Eddie's over here like commenting like crazy. He's like, recovery of assets of records from investigation, turboprop aircraft are the only ones that can get jacked by the blades, can fuck up the pitch and a lot of different issues. Something as simple as hydraulics can fuck up.
Yep.
First turbofan where you hear like a bird strikes down an aircraft.
Yeah. While we were over there, there was a Chinook that did pinnacle training in the same spot, which you're not supposed to do because that's dumb. And it actually landed on an IED because it went there so too frequently and landed on it. So how precise you have to keep training in the same spot over and over to land on a spot that they dug a little IED into and messed it up. Nobody got injured or killed, but loss of assets and stuff like that. So, you know. Training plans matter.
Let me ask you guys this. How easy is it to get fucking killed over there?
Oh, I mean, truck drivers are like one of the worst jobs too, like just because riding on those roads, because you never know how quickly overnight they can just dig and get something in there.
Right.
It's just...
Never would have seen it. Your spotters would have never seen it.
Yeah. And unfortunate...
For clarification, we were over there 2011 and 2012.
2011, 2012, they were...
OEF 11-12, yeah.
Yep, there you go. Couple of, I guess you would call yourselves combat vets?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Yep.
Well, I don't actually, there's like an actual award that you get down there. I even though I'm bigger, you would expect me to kind of be, even with the DART mission going out and having issues, but I just never was close enough to a mortar. I was better luck apparently than Mortar Magnet over here.
So Mortar Magnet over here.
So I didn't
here,
have
that's...
like the action badge of like actually getting shot at, fired right. at. I was just on the flight line, you know, lucky enough to dodge it all the whole time. So
now when they're talking about Mortar Magnet, I was lucky enough to learn this story here earlier. But it's Beth. That's Mortar Magnet here, and maybe if we're lucky, she'll indulge us with the story of why she got the name Mortar Magnet. Before we get into that, though, real quick, Eddie says, engine specialist, CA-8C-130s, thank y'all for y'all's service. Tell dude, I remember Ballard was almost like fucking summer camp to them. Meanwhile, us Air Force cats were losing our shit. Ballard?
Ballad?
Oh, okay. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
We appreciate you,
bub.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Eddie Weber. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank
good
you.
To see you. All right, now, Beth... What do you think? Should we go into it? I'll give you some neat Tony Hatch background music if you'd like.
All right. So I only told part of the story. So the first part of it, I didn't tell you.
Okay.
So in May of 2012, I had the day off, and, you know, I was sleeping, and about 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:20 in the morning, my tent gets hit by an 85-millimeter round.
Damn.
And I was in a middle room, so the tent had 6 rooms, 3 on each side. I was in the middle on the left side, and the back right room got hit. I don't know my left from my right. For anybody that knows me, if I actually say left, it might not actually be that. So about 20 feet from me, the room got totally decimated by this round. Luckily that individual had been on, the room got decimated, but luckily that service member had gone home on emergency leave. She had a death in the family. It wound up saving her life.
Right.
Because she would have been there,
like,
sleeping.
Almost divine intervention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I woke up on the floor. I didn't even realize that I got thrown out of bed. Woke up on the floor. Realized that I wasn't sleeping when I was in the bunker. And totally shook that this could happen. As close as it did. So that one, I got back to the command post. Checked in. Checked in with the big guy over here because he saw that my tent got hit. And that one I was awarded a combat action badge for.
And we have a blanket you were wearing actually has shrapnel holes in it. We have a blanket that's a war. Went to war and came back too.
Nice.
It's pink.
Yep, it has pink and hearts all over it.
Of course it does.
So July 10th. I'm up on a Chinook with the chaplain, as Valen told to be his assistant, to drop us off. So we downed our gear, stopped by the bathrooms real quick, and headed to lunch. And the dining facility was starting to wrap things up, and so you get what you get, and you don't get upset. After a few alarms going off, we heard the tail whiz of the incoming round, and we got down. The chaplain took some shrapnel to his right leg. We had to put a tourniquet on it. There was a couple other people around. I took some shrapnel. My back got peppered. I have some in my thumb. Brian just got an ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Down.
Fantasy football season.
And I'm waiting. I'm yelling for a medic, and, you know, I get outside, and you were in this one, too?
oh my god!
Over to the Charlie Med, the medical tent, and they send for him. He hears, when he goes to check in at the command post, Griffin's thumb arrived at Charlie Med, and he's like, well, where the f*** is the rest of her?
Oh no.
So he didn't hear, like, the whole thing. I was sent there with a thumb injury.
Oh, that's what they said over the radio?
No, like, in person.
Oh, okay.
And because the facility was right by.
Right.
They send for him and everything. And I'm strapped to a spine board. I've got the collar on and everything. And he's like, well, what hurts? I was like, well, right now, just my thumb. Like, I couldn't concentrate on anything else. Just, like, my thumb really hurt. And he's like, well, why? And starts, like, moving it all
around. Oh, my God. Like, what are you doing? Right.
So I get medevaced out to, he stopped by and brought me some Indian magazines to keep me busy. Leave the country on the first flight out with the task force. And when they awarded me my combat action badge, it was awarded to Specialist Beth, the Mortar Magnet Griffin.
Nice. The Mortar Magnet.
So,
I like it. You know,
that's the story.
I used to have that would be so mean for me to play like a bomb dropping, but I'll give you one of these. That's what I got.
Mm.
Now, if somebody wants to go ahead and subscribe or follow right now, but who knows if that'll happen. There's like 4 or 5 or 6. But thank you for your service. Either way.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Glad you made it home safe. Glad you're here with us today to have a fun little time on a podcast. I'm surprised Brother Brian agreed to do it. Brian, how you feeling over there? You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. I enjoy spending the time, so thanks for having us on here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's way more embarrassing stories we could tell. There's way worse ones I'm sure we could come up with, but you know, we can't give everything away right away. So
now with her, I kind of 30 minutes into it, so I'm going to give you a prompt. We're going to laugh at it, and then you're going to tell a story. You got a story in mind you can tell us?
I mean, I did the dart mission. I can do a funny
Bring
one.
Us out of the gloom and darkson.
Call me maybe.
Oh, look at her. All maybe. She's got to do is say that. And he's like, yeah, maybe.
I can do that one, and then I can do that one, maybe.
All right. Well, for all you that are still watching us right now live, and everybody else, you know, that's watching afterwards, it's story time, and Brother Brian gets it. Sorry, Beth. Should have hit this for you, too, but
no worries.
Here we go.
Let's get it on.
Take a look in a book.
My
reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
Okay, now that was DMX. If you don't know who DMX is, love DMX. RIP, it's my guy.
Yep.
Our road.
You know what I mean? Brother Brian, what do you got?
Pretty shortly after one of the attacks that sent her to sick and sick call a med bay or whatever to go get looked at and checked at. They had us doing a lot of unboxing and moving things, and I just had the unfortunate event of being next to this one sergeant that always gets on my nerve. Well, I'm just trying to do something as simple as opening a box, and he didn't like the way I was using the crowbar. So in very short order, after just kind of snapping a little bit, which it's kind of unheard of to yell up the hill, but after I sent the crowbar just sliding and hooking right into this box that's way too long and way too big, but it held the blade for a helicopter for a UH-60. So probably not a good idea to be slinging metal straight through the box and damaging one of those. A little price tag I probably wouldn't have been able to pay
cover,
off.
Right.
But luckily, it went into the pad, nowhere near anything. Didn't touch the trim tabs or nothing. So
nice.
Got out of not having to pay for that one, but... moral of the story is that, you know, hurt somebody close to me, give me a crowbar, I can go through anything.
Good point. I like it. Let's give them a round of applause, folks. Well, because we only have a small amount of time left, I want to end by saying both of you again, thank you for your service. Thanks for coming on the old, didn't mean to hit that button, but Ricky B podcast. You ain't got to cover. Everything's fine. That's just outgoing fire. Yes, he don't get to take that home. He broke that. That's gonna, we're gonna make, yeah, we're gonna put your picture up.
I'll come back next year for my trophy.
We're gonna put your picture up on the wall.
All right.
And everybody's gonna know it's you who was the breaker of the mini fridge.
Got it.
But yeah, appreciate you guys coming through. Appreciate you hanging out and telling us a couple stories. If you guys enjoy this, let us know. Maybe next time they come up, we'll have some more, juicy delights.
Thank you for the merch.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for the beer.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, until next time, folks, catch us back here for another episode of The Wheelhouse. See ya.